And she described a scene of people who initially heard, you know, cracking.
We're listening to Black Noise Radio, and we're picking up from the Marty Smith Show and following this report now of another active shooter. After the second one has been brought, have been arrested. Described as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, military personnel, and military ID, military camouflage.
And she didn't describe a uniform per se. She also said he wasn't saying anything unless he was whispering something under his breath, and that she just dove behind the desk of the kiosk until the situation had cleared somewhat, and then she left altogether, only returning to check on her colleagues and her friends. She said all of her belongings were there, and that's when they came through with the second sweep. And she described the scene inside the terminal where they were patting everyone down. Authorities not even...
Thank you so much for joining us and describing what you saw. And again, I am so dreadfully sorry that you and the others had to experience what you experienced. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
John Schlichter describing in the most graphic detail we have heard about this attack that occurred in the baggage claim area at Delta Airlines Terminal 2 at the Fort Lauderdale Airport today. Five people are dead, 13 people all were shot. As we said, five are dead. NBC's Terry Sanders, who spent the last several hours at the airport there talking to more witnesses, gathering more information. Let's check back with you, Terry.
Lester, I'm actually left the Terminal 2 area, and I've made my way over to Terminal 1, and I'm about to get in front of our camera. The authorities have given us a position over here at Terminal 1 where we can have a camera. The situation lost track of time, let me say, at least a half hour ago, when there was this report of possibly more shots being fired over in Terminal 2, the authorities started rushing everybody out. And I would say there was some panic and some pandemonium because people were in the process of actually dropping their bags. Some people were tripping as they were running. Bottom line is, they were fearful that this was still an ongoing window, and they had to make their way to a safe position as quickly as they could. The authorities now seem to have things calmed down. Those passengers who were already past security and were out in Terminal 2 were taken out onto the tarmac. After they ran across the taxiway, they then made their way back, like I said, a little bit more calm, and then they were escorted over towards the actual runway and taken out over to the runway, and it looks like they are now exiting the other side of the airport. So the logistical nightmare that has now been developing here means that there is luggage strewn about the place. There are passengers separated from their luggage. There are people in various locations separated from where they need to be. And it's going to take a long time for this to get sorted out here. On top of the fact that the authorities are inside the parking structure, as far as we know, even though they rushed in, I didn't count many coming out. So they're clearly still observing something inside the parking structure. There were some dogs that went in with the officers. The canine units likely are farm-sniffing dogs because that's exactly what they do at the airport here with dogs. And it's sort of at this point, as the TSA said on a tweet, that they have an active shooter situation. I think you can even hear kind of like the alarms going at some of the gates not too far from here over in Terminal 1. So, Lester, as much as I think people would like to think that this is over, it's very clear, at least from the activity that I'm seeing, that the authorities are treating this as if this is still an ongoing situation.
All right, Terry, thank you, Roger. It goes without saying, we haven't seen any activity, aircraft activity, but we can tell you, according to the FAA website, that the Fort Lauderdale Airport right now is under a FAA ground stop, meaning there are no landings or takeoffs at the airport. Terry Sanders, I know you've just made your way, I believe, in front of a camera right now at the airport. Is it essentially what's happening is now the airport is being fully evacuated, people are being ushered off the property. Is that fair?
Let me do this. Let's see if I can give you a scene center, okay? So first of all, what we have out here is the taxiway. And if you look to the right over here, this is Terminal 1, and over here is Terminal 2. It was just on the other side of Terminal 2 that we saw people running. Now, they have since been escorted past the runway there, it appears, to the other side of the airport. Now, I'm going to take you here to Terminal 1. You can see there's a couple cameras, some people milling about, and this is where passengers have evacuated, but most of them have made their way over here. Most of them made their case way down there past Terminal 2 to Terminal 3. And that's the area that's been evacuated there. And that's where most of the attention is being paid right now. That the authorities are trying to determine, again, do they have an end to the situation or is there still a threat? And I think that's the biggest question, and it's not answered, really, quite frankly.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of pictures of emergency vehicles, police still arriving there, making it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Black Noise Radio, and that is the question. Is this thing still developing? The news has been mixed. The news has been challenging. And I find it interesting that this all comes upon the heels of the fake news that was created by traditional media in the first place. We don't actually know if there's a second shooter, but the reports are and the tweets is that there is and to shelter in place. However, aren't we just tired of this? Huh? Aren't you tired of this? You know, it's getting to the point every day where the new normal is how can I show my ignorant ass more profoundly than the ignorant ass person that preceded me? We're going to take a musical break from the horrors of daily living. You're listening to Black Noise Radio, and we're going to go back to the coverage of the shooting.
Five people, who wounded a number of others. He was described as a lone shooter. He is in custody, identified as 26-year-old Stevan Santiago. Witnesses describe him wearing a Star Wars T-shirt, opening fire on people who were waiting baggage from an Atlanta flight in the terminal, the baggage claim area, began shooting people, according to one witness I spoke with a moment ago, aiming towards people's heads. Many of them elderly, apparently those who were shot, were apparently destined to catch cruise ships there in the Fort Lauderdale area when this occurred. I want to go right now to NBC's Pete Williams, who's been monitoring this. Pete, what are you hearing?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, in terms of the possible second location here, there's no confirmation that there were other shots fired other than at the baggage claim area. Now, there have been reports from people who say they heard shots or saw someone with a gun in the parking garage, and the pictures you're looking at right now are officers focused on that second location, but we have heard no confirmation that any shots were actually fired at that second location. So at this point, we only know for certain that there was one person involved in this shooting. We're waiting to find out how this second area resolves itself. It's understandable that the police are reacting as prudently as they are, assuming that the report is true. But until we get confirmation, we just don't know. And I would say that the authorities don't know that either.
Yeah.
In terms of...
Go ahead. No, you can go ahead, Peter.
All right. And in terms of the suspect, Esteban Santiago, born March 16, 1990, in New Jersey, lived for a time in Alaska, has been living in Naples, Florida, and we believe had a concealed carry permit, a permit to carry a concealed weapon. We don't know when that was issued, we believe that the weapon he used today was a handgun, but we don't have that information certain yet. And as you heard Senator Nelson say, after talking to the head of TSA and the head of airport security, nobody knows why he did this, why the suspect is accused of doing this. And until authorities can more fully investigate who he's been in touch with, how he got to the airport, so where the investigation stands right now is getting a search warrant to look at his address, to begin to look through there. That's going to take time. You have to get permission from a court. They'll have to look at his social media. They want to know, how did he get to the airport? They'll be looking at surveillance video, trying to retrace his steps in the hours and minutes leading up to his arrival at the airport in that baggage claim area.
Yeah, the pictures, like the ones we're seeing right now, certainly raise our heart level a bit. Police officers taking defensive positions, weapons drawn, and it's frankly not something you see often on the streets of our country.
No, and it's completely understandable because there was an actual shooting with grave consequences. So until they can be certain, that's the kind of posture they would take.
The situation inside the terminal is such that, according to one witness we spoke with, those who were in the baggage claim area who were unhurt are apparently still being held there right now. We expect that they will obviously be questioned. They are eyewitnesses to the shooting. A man who, with what was described to me as a blank handgun that was reloaded two, maybe three times, opening fire on the passengers as the luggage was just starting to come off the carousel there from a Delta flight from Atlanta. According to the witness, the man said nothing, began firing, aiming towards heads of his victims, and as he said, was able to pause and reload. Ultimately, confronted by police, it sounds like he surrendered or gave himself up in some form or fashion to police there. Ending the immediate threat, but as we've seen, there have been signs that maybe something else has been afoot, at least things that have to be checked out, and that has raised the level of awareness, concern, and even panic there, although the situation appears a bit more stable. Looking at the pictures of the tarmac area, the ramp at the airport, we see that people are now beginning to sit down, gather in various places. These may actually be airport workers, it's hard to know, because we saw many of the passengers being ushered across the runway, out what appear to be a back gate along a railroad tracks at the airport. But there seems to be no imminent threat right now, at least to my eye, of what we're watching here on the tarmac at Fort Lauderdale Airport. We want to go back to James Cavanaugh. He is a NBC.
And within seconds, if not in a minute or two.
We're still listening at Black Noise Radio.
In Terminal 2. From there, you would see the rest of the sheriff's deputies stationed at that airport would likely converge on that scene. From there, you're going to bring in police from surrounding jurisdictions as well as the sheriff's office. We know that federal authorities, the FBI and the ATF, are also on scene. So, you know, you have a lot of police in the Fort Lauderdale area. That is a big metropolitan area, so you can get a lot of responders there very quickly. But the initial security footprint, you have uniformed police in that airport. They are sheriff's deputies. You also have the TSA officers, but they are unarmed and they are manning the checkpoints. So they are not necessarily first responders the way the police are.
Thank you, Spankley. Please do stand by there in Washington as, for those joining us, you are watching a CBS News special report, a scene of continuing and unfolding chaos at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, where just before 1 p.m. Eastern time today, just over 2 hours ago, a man entered the baggage claim area of Terminal 2 of the airport. A man, a suspect, later taken into custody, identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, who some reports suggest was wearing some sort of uniform and was bearing a military ID. He is said, according to Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, who has been briefed by the TSA, to have used a weapon to unload 3 magazines. In the shooting, he would kill 5. 8 others would be injured. He was later said to have, after sitting down, he was taken into custody. But then we saw a scene of chaos unfold anew as it looked as though authorities had things under control. Passengers looked to be entering the terminals who've been stranded out on the tarmac. A parking garage between 2 terminals saw a sudden and profound influx of law enforcement personnel, heavily armed, as they made their way with reports of an active shooter and shots possibly fired on airport grounds. We do want to show you, though, some video of the scene just moments after the shooting is said to have occurred. This, again, in the baggage claim area of Terminal 2 at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. It is the home to both Air Canada and Delta. If you listen, there you can hear screams in the background. Victims being attempted to quickly explode. And then this was also a still image provided to us from, again, just outside of Terminal 2, just outside of the door from which was exited the baggage. But it was other side of that change is in fact part of that. Thank you.
have done is sparked an increase in security at airports across the country now. We have heard from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey that is increasing security at the New York area airports. That will include increased random bag checks, increase of heavily armed tactical officers, as well as uniformed police and canine units. LAX is increasing police presence at the Los Angeles airport. We're seeing a similar situation at Miami's airport as well. So right now, you're going to see a very tense but methodic search going on inside the airport, inside all the buildings, inside all the parking garages, to make sure that there is not a continued hostile presence at the airport. This, as another team of investigators are going to be working to learn as much as they can about the suspected shooter here. You know, we know that there was a military ID involved with this shooter, so they're going to be looking at his military status. They're going to be looking at where he lives, where he's from, where he's been, who he knows, who he's been talking to, as they try to figure out what prompted this shooting, what prompted the suspect to end up in the situation that, that we're talking about now. In that shooter, a suspect identified and taken into custody, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, we do know, born in New Jersey, again, taken into custody in possession of a military ID. Reports do suggest perhaps he was wearing a uniform, dark uniform of some sort. That cannot, however, be confirmed. And, Chris, as we do see, again, scenes of just outside the terminal, we see police there, heavily armed. Of course, he's wearing all manner of bulletproof clothing. We also saw Broward Sheriff's Office officers. We saw FBI personnel as there. What level of coordination, even in these moments, just following what we've seen happen here at the airport, what level of coordination is it that we're talking about?
Well, you've got a high level of coordination. You know, the FBI, the Sheriff's Office, the
Director here at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport.
When the incident occurred, we responded. Many of you know that we've suspended operations at the airport for the time being. We're working together with all the law enforcement to address all the needs and concerns of the passengers that are inside the building and on airplanes right now. They are all sheltered in place. We're not sure exactly when the airport will reopen for operations. We're going to work together with all the law enforcement that's here, our airlines, and all the other agencies before we actually move and reopen up the airport. In the meantime, as the sheriff has indicated, we're just going to go step by step, methodically through the building before we take any steps to reopen operations. We'll keep everybody informed as best we can through social media and our airport website as to when that may occur. And we'll also be setting up a hotline for families or friends that may be looking for folks that they haven't been able to reach in contact with. And we'll also publish that in the relatively near future, again, on our hot site and out through the website and through social media. That's all I have for now.
Good afternoon. My name is George Pierre. I'm the special agent in charge of the FBI's Miami field office. As the sheriff mentioned, the FBI is working very closely with the Broward Sheriff's Office, supporting their ongoing efforts here at the airport. We're working jointly, doing all of the witness interviews, as well as the suspect interviews. The investigation is very early. We have a lot of preliminary information that we are going through. But at this point, our role is to actively support the Broward Sheriff's Office until we make a determination on the nature and the manner of this. Thank you.
We've heard about a shooting in Terminal 1. What do you know about that?
At this time, there's no turn. There's been no shooting in any place else, but it's downstairs at Terminal 2. There's no confirmation of any shooting. As a matter of fact, at this point as I speak, the only gunshot fired at any time during this horrific incident have been downstairs in Terminal 2.
What happened at Terminal 1?